Well, what are the chances a J&J vaccine blood clot could turn up in Chicago? Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady is very much a numbers person, and she rates the odds like this.
If people already got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there is nothing that they need to do differently at this point, except to monitor in case they were to have these significant side effects. Again, with fewer than 50,000 people having gotten the J&J vaccine, and at this point, the rate of this severe side effect that we're seeing is about 1 in 1,000,000, I would be, you know, I would not statistically necessarily expect anybody in Chicago to have one of these events, but it is impossible.
And she says the city can handle the J&J pause without much disruption. Bill Cameron, 890 WLS News.